This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican who represents the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. But today the subject for us is the bailout bill, which passed by a wide margin in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday evening. It's been revised since the House rejected it by 23 votes on Monday. And the congressman joins me now to offer his thoughts on the updated version of the legislation. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
And Greg, it's an honor to be here with you, and I appreciate you educating the American people.
Well, let's start with where you were on this bill as of Monday. How did you vote the first time the bailout plan came to the House?
I supported the bill because I've already seen in the district that I represent that we've had people lose their retirement savings. These are people who had stock in Wachovia Bank. I've seen businesses have the potential of having a furlough of persons who are employed. Jobs are truly being affected because there's a credit crunch where different manufacturers were told that the ability to have a line of credit for the purchase of their product was at risk. I've also seen the largest building supply company in the community I represent to go bankrupt. And so I believe that we do have a very, very serious problem, and it's it's not on Wall Street. It's in among the taxpayers I represent and the jobs that they have.
Congressman, explain how the bill, if it were to pass the House tomorrow, and of course the president will sign it if that happens, how it would impact those folks in your district that you just mentioned.
It would provide lines of credit. Our businesses are also interrelated, whether it be in the rural portions of South Carolina, the urban communities, all are directly tied to banks that provide credit. And this would relieve the pressure so that credit could be provided, so that then we can hopefully truly reform the system to where persons are given credit who are creditworthy. We would end the process where the unreliable loans are made in the first place. So there needs to be, and there are, so many different mechanisms that are going to be included in the bill. Additionally, what the Senate added is actually very positive, and that is it provides for a relief on the alternative minimum tax. We must take these steps now, because if it doesn't occur, there will be a tax increase on 21 million middle-class families of average of a tax of $2,500. So this impacts the middle class immediately, and we must take reasonable steps to protect people and their jobs and their savings.
What is the breakdown among the public opinion in South Carolina? We noticed last night that your two Republican senators in South Carolina came down on different sides on this issue. So what are you hearing from your constituents?
I receive conflicting information, which is good. I want people to communicate with me whether they agree with me or not. And we are happy to explain different issues, and there are different points that have been brought up that need clarification. And so we're happy to point out that the charges that there are earmarks is not accurate, that according to the Americans for Tax Reform, the earmarks are really a continuation of tax cuts. And so it's my view that if people keep their own tax money, that is not an earmark. I want people to keep their own money.
Congressman, we've heard from leaders on both sides of the aisle in the House who believe that the new version with the added protection from the FDIC that the Senate put in, as well as the extensions of various tax breaks, that more House Republicans are likely to come along. Do you believe in the end on Friday that this bill will pass?
I believe that, and you hit it on the head too, the increase in the coverage of FDIC from $100,000 to $250,000 is that was a Republican proposal last week, which was rejected. It's included now. The significance of this, Greg, is that you have many small businesses. I don't know many people who have that much money in the bank, but you have many small businesses that is the amount of money they have in the bank to cover payroll. And so by having the ability to have insurance up to $250,000, this will again ensure that people don't lose their jobs.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican from the 2nd Congressional District in his state. And Congressman, obviously, this is a stretch where you and your colleagues would like to be back in your districts, explaining to voters why they ought to send you back to Washington for another couple of years. How would you explain the process as it's worked over the past couple of weeks in trying to put together this legislation? Has it been contentious? Has it been cooperative? How would you describe it?
It's been very contentious. The initial request from the Secretary of the Treasury simply was too broad. But the legislative process, I believe, works, and that is the American people spoke up, and they pointed out the pitfalls of having a person being the Secretary of Treasury to have control of phenomenal amounts of money, $700 billion. Then we had a version of the bill from the Democratic Party that actually provided for diverting funds to other groups. But the good news is that there was further negotiations and further safeguards put in place so that there would be bipartisan oversight of how the funds were going to be spent with an inspector general. Now the next version is even better because it does provide for tax cuts, which I think are crucial to causing the economy to come back to life.
Last 20 seconds here, Congressman. The president has described it not as a bailout, but a buy-in. Are you confident the taxpayers will get this money back?
I am. As a former real estate attorney, I know this property has value. And so if it's handled properly, a significant amount of the funds that we're appropriating should come back to the taxpayers. And indeed, that's the first principle that we came up with, and that is that instead of diverting the money anywhere, it goes back to the taxpayers by way of paying down the national debt.
Congressman, unfortunately, we need to call time there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thank you so much, Greg.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. This is Dateline Washington.